Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, brought to you by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants play host to the Philadelphia Eagles. Over the next half hour, we'll tell you about the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry, the origin of the Victor Cruz salsa dance. But to get things started, let's take a look back at one of the most heated rivalries in the NFL, the Giants and Eagles.
Big Blue's fierce rivalry with their Philadelphia neighbors down the road dates all the way back to 1960, when Giants star Frank Gifford would suffer an almost career-ending injury after this devastating hit from the Eagles' Chuck Bednarik.
I caught the ball just about the same time he caught me, and then I was coming across the middle, and he hit me in the chest, and my head snapped back, and the field was semi-frozen at the time. But I know that years later, I had an MRI taken of my neck, and I had several vertebrae that had calcium growth over a fracture. And I didn't play anymore that season. Had I played anymore, it could have been really serious.
Fueling the fire would be the infamous fumble in 1978. With the Giants leading the Eagles 17-12 late in the fourth quarter, all quarterback Joe Prozarczyk had to do was take one more snap and kneel with the ball.
Under 30 seconds left in the game. From here on in, Prozarczyk can just fall on the football, and there is nothing the Eagles can do. And Prozarczyk fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. The Eagles beat the Giants 19-17 before a shocked crowd at the Meadowlands.
The play became known as the symbol of the Giants' struggles throughout the entire decade of the 70s. But in 1981, Big Blue would change the fate of their franchise forever by drafting Lawrence Taylor out of North Carolina.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. Have some fun.
The rookie, LT, would wreak havoc all season long on quarterback Ron Jaworski. And the Giants would get some much-needed redemption, beating the Eagles in Philadelphia for their first playoff victory in 18 years.
There was no animosity like there was with the Philadelphia Eagles.
If there was ever a bad boy on the block that you had to beat in order to take away the title, it was the guy down the street.
Fittingly, in 2007, the Giants would have a historic day against the Eagles, sacking Donovan McNabb, an NFL record, 12 times. In that game, Michael Strahan would break the Giants' all-time sack record.
First and 10 Eagles, McNabb back to throw. Steps up under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan, and there's the record, 133.5, and he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house.
Heir apparent O.C. Umanura would also set a franchise record with 6 sacks in the game.
And he gets sacked again by Umanura! Sack number 6 for O.C., Giants record.
Deja vu would strike in 2010 at the Meadowlands, when DeSean Jackson's touchdown return off a Matt Dodge punt basically crushed any hopes of the Giants making the playoffs.
DeSean Jackson! The Eagles win!
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands, number 2!
I mean, just two teams, man, just got bad blood between them.
But in 2011, a player would emerge onto the scene to erase the sting of that bitter defeat.
Manning back to throw, zips one left, caught by Cruz, runs out of a tackle to the 40, up to midfield, makes another man miss to the 45, down the left sideline. There goes Cruz, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 74 yards.
Playing in only his third game, second-year wide receiver Victor Cruz's coming out party could not have come at a better time or against a bigger opponent.
Cruz. He took it away from two defenders, and the Giants have the lead back.
Cruz hauled in 3 passes for 110 yards and 2 thrilling touchdowns and sent a message to Giants fans that the best is yet to come.
Giants and Eagles will look to add to that heated rivalry Sunday at MetLife Stadium. When we come back, we'll hear from Victor Cruz as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
Giants fans, enter now for your chance to win a Giants Wrap Toyota Tacoma at GiantsTruck.com.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Eagles at MetLife Stadium. It starts the month of October for the Big Blue. September was Hispanic Heritage Month. With that said, we had a chance to visit with Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz.
Manning back to throw. Looks, throws one to the right, completes it to the right for a first down, and running out of a tackle down the right sideline is Victor Cruz. Chased by Smith, hurdles over him, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants, 99 yards!
Victor Cruz, wide receiver, New York Football Giants.
The world's watching. Time to put up or shut up, right?
My background is half Puerto Rican and half African American. My grandmother was born in Puerto Rico. My mother was born in Puerto Rico as well, moved here with her. I grew up in Paterson, New Jersey, on the east side of town, where I grew up around a lot of Hispanic culture. My grandmother's house was completely indulged in the Puerto Rican culture, so she was dancing around the house, she was cooking the Spanish food. She was as Puerto Rican as you can get. There weren't many Puerto Ricans or Spanish guys playing when I started playing football, but we knew that there was a niche for it, and we knew that we liked it. Sometimes guys were like, why are you going to football practice? You're supposed to play baseball. Why aren't you focused on baseball as much as you are football? And I was like, you know, I play baseball, but it's just not what I love to do. I just love playing football. Growing up, the guy for me was Tony G, Tony Gonzalez. He was everything for me. He was in Kansas City, and he was making these dynamic catches. And just being an all-around good person as well, had a good image. And that was my role model from a Hispanic standpoint growing up. I wanted to be like him in a sense of how he carried himself and how he represented his Hispanic heritage. I went to the University of Massachusetts, ended up playing 2 years of football there, and then the draft came and went. And then I got called in by the Giants to be an undrafted free agent to come in and work out and see if I could make this team. And I did. And that second year, week three, is when I got my first official shot to play and start. It was against Philadelphia.
Giants, Eagles, don't get no better than this, man.
And my coach was telling me, man, you know what you have to do if you end up getting in the end zone. And I was like, Coach, I don't know what you're talking about.
Manning throws, got a man, first down, and more.
And he said, it's Hispanic Heritage Month, you got to do the salsa if you get in the end zone.
Victor Cruz could go.
You got to do it, represent for the people.
Touchdown.
I ended up scoring, and it took a life of its own.
Victor Cruz takes it the distance.
And I became a starter and never looked back. And we won the Super Bowl that year as well.
Touchdown, Giants, Victor Cruz.
And he does the salsa. And the Giants are Super Bowl 46 champions.
I promised my grandmother that I'd do it for her.
Touchdown! And salsa away, Victor Cruz.
As long as I'm playing in the National Football League, the salsa will be something that I do in honor of her.
Now it's time to shift gears to this week's edition of Off Guard. So we got a couple of Giants rookies, Ryan Nassib and Justin Pugh, former Syracuse teammates, to go one-on-one.
He's a leader, and everything he does, he takes command of the situation, and something that on the field, he's probably a little bit different off the field. So that's what's great about Ryan, especially in the huddle. He's got that great presence. So it's something I definitely admire about him.
Now on the field, Justin, he's all business. You know, he's one tough football player, and you know I'm glad I don't have to go against him. You know, when it comes to being on the field.
He's not real big getting in front of the camera, so he probably says I talk a lot. I'm more they call me Hollywood when I was walking into the other spot. You know, Ryan's more reserved.
You know, off the field. He's a huge jokester. He's too funny, and also he can sure eat a lot of anything. You know, he's the king of any eating competitions for sure.
A couple of rookies getting it done in this week's edition of Off Guard. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants doing good work in the community as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants haven't forgotten what went on in Newtown, Connecticut last year. And the Giants most recently made yet another trip to Newtown and a football clinic working with the kids in the area.
Okay.
the Giants set forth on another one of their community caravans. But this one had a special significance that reached far beyond the New York metropolitan area. The tragic events at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut last December left an entire nation grieving. The Giants would pay their respects by hosting hundreds of Newtown residents at the final home game of Big Blue's 2012 season.
From that, we formed a relationship with the people from the Newtown Youth Academy and stayed in touch with them, just making sure everything was okay, seeing how everybody was doing. And along the way, we started talking about, well, maybe we'll do a clinic. And sure enough, kind of created this little event of 700 children.
Now, then, cut. Run them over. Ready? Set, go.
5 Mississippi.
There you go.
4 Mississippi. 3 Mississippi.
It's such an honor and privilege to be here. The kids are awesome kids, great kids. Just taking them through some drills, showing them a good time. It's a really rewarding day for the players, especially everything that these kids have been through. And, they gave us so much inspiration this season. And, we're just trying to give a little bit back to them and just showing them a good time.
Good job, Dip.
Nice job.
I'm having so much fun with these kids. There's so much good energy in here, and it's been important for me to get up here and appreciate these fans, appreciate these kids, and really kind of give them, a day with the Giants and an experience to remember for the rest of their life.
Simon says lift your foot. Simon says jump up and down. Simon says stop. Jump up and down.
Everybody knows the rules of basketball, right?
I am the head coach of, as you see, the dodgeball area and the dodgeball games.
You're out!
Little did I realize I'm way too big to be playing dodgeball, and this is all for the kids. They're having a great time. We're having fun doing it with them, and that's what this is all about.
Hey! You guys have the...
As you can see, we're in a live action zone here, and... It's great. You know, these kids, their spirit is so strong. They're tremendous. They're tremendous. We draw strength from them.
There you go.
One, two, three.
Go, go!
Good job, guys.
The Giants working in the community, brought to you by Verizon. Now it's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm
back where I belong, yeah. I never felt so strong, and
I'm back,
I'm
babe.
Feeling like there's nothing I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put your
hands up. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Oh. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Let the rain wash away.
Feels so
all
good.
The pain of yesterday.
Feels so free.
I know my kingdom.
Ain't no place like home,
away,
baby.
And they're forgiving.
Ain't no place like home.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Giants are hoping to change the rhythm of their season. Find that right note against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. When we come back, we'll tell you about the top 10 things about the rivalry after this on Giants Access Blue. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, it's the Giants and Eagles at MetLife Stadium. This rivalry began in 1933. Here are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Eagles.
Here are the 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry. 10. The number of touchdown catches Kyle Rote recorded in his career against the Eagles, the most by any Giants player in the series history. Ron Johnson and Joe Morrison are tied for the most overall touchdowns by a Giant against Philadelphia with 12. 9. The longest regular season win streak against the Eagles is 9 games, stretching from 1938 to 1942. 8. Last year was the 8th straight season without back-to-back NFC East champions since the Eagles won 4 in a row from 2001 to 2004. 7. Carl Spider Lockhart recorded 7 interceptions against the Eagles from 1965 to 1975, the most in series history. Aaron Ross has 3 and is the only active Giants player with more than 1 against the division rival. 6. OCU Manura set a Giants record with 6 sacks of Philadelphia quarterback Donovan McNabb in Week 4 of 2007. The former Giants defensive end was one short of Kansas City's Derek Thomas's league record, but the Giants tied the NFL team record that day with 12 overall. 5. The number of touchdowns Eli Manning threw against the Eagles last year, the most by a Giants quarterback in a game against Philadelphia. Two quarterbacks combined for 5 touchdowns previously in a 1972 meeting. Norm Snead threw 3 while Randy Johnson tallied 2 on just 5 attempts in a 62-10 victory at home over the Eagles. 4. Since Tom Coughlin took over in 2004, the Giants have split the season series with their NFC East rivals 4 times, 2006, 2008, 2011, and last year. 3. The Giants have hosted the Eagles 3 times in MetLife Stadium, which opened in 2010. They're 1-2 in those games, with their lone victory coming in the regular season finale last year by a score of 42-7.
Manning out of the gun, back to throw. Looks, throws right. He's got Wilson in the end zone, who makes the catch for the touchdown.
2. Out of the 160 meetings, regular and postseason, the Giants and Eagles have tied twice. The last coming in 1973 when they were locked in a 23-23 tie at Yankee Stadium. The other was a 21-21 stalemate in 1944 at Philadelphia. 1. Eli Manning recorded a few firsts of his NFL career against the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 1 of his 2004 rookie season while backing up Kurt Warner. First play, a handoff to Tiki Barber for a 72-yard touchdown run.
Handoff, Barber runs right. Tiki across the 35 to the 40. In the clear. Across midfield to the 40. It's a foot race. 30, 15,
make it.
20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tiki Barber.
Should've
72 put, yards.
Should have put Manning in a little while ago.
Those are the top 10 things you need to know about the Giants-Eagles rivalry. And as Giants head coach Tom Coughlin pointed out this week, object number 1, to get that first win of the season. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, when you take a look at this Giants team coming into the football game on Sunday, 0-4. But when you look at the rest of the NFC East, there's a lot of possibilities for this football team. Nobody has gone out and really seized control. If the Giants can get a win on Sunday, it evens their division record to 1-1. So what do the Giants need to do? They've played 3 of their first 4 games on the road. Their only home game was the loss to the Denver Broncos, a game in which they trailed by only 1 point late in the third quarter. This Giants team needs to get the crowd behind them right now. Giants fans, just like the players and the organization, are frustrated with the start of the season. So what do you need to do? You need to get that home big blue crowd behind you. So how did the Giants accomplish that? They need to get out to a fast start. They need to make some plays on the offensive side of the ball, on special teams, on defense, early in that game, and get the crowd fired up. Get that good feeling within MetLife Stadium. Create that home field advantage, because you know it, I know it. If the team gets off to a slow start, the fans get restless, not a lot to cheer about, the building gets quiet. So the Giants, they've got to do something they haven't done this season. They've got to start these football games quicker and get some enthusiasm not only on their sideline but within the stands to give the fans a lot to cheer about. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every week for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you next Saturday night right here on My 9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blues restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. Visit their convenient location in Manhattan at 28th and 5th Avenue. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Children's Place, the official kids' fashion partner of the New York Giants.